Many thanks to Eran, Toda Rabba, and now...
Spontani in
John Higgins.
Once again, it's good afternoon, Radio Plus listeners. My name is John Higgins, and I'm really happy to be here on this Friday afternoon for another hour of golden music. And this time it's...
From Detroit, USA, this is the Motown Sound.
With you until 4 o'clock. Tammy Terrell opening up this edition of Spontani Oldies with myself, John Higgins, with you up until 4 p.m. when Ariella Bentzvi will take over. Oren Amram, Eric Talmor putting us on the air. And on today's show, we've got Motown hits all the way. We continue with the Four Tops, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, I Just Can't Help Myself.
Come and you go,
come and you go,
leaving just
The magic of Motown.
1967.
And the Miracles, The Tears of a Clown. The music to this song was composed by none else than Stevie Wonder, together with his producer Hank Cosby in 1967. Smokey heard the whistling sound of the calliope that reminded him of a circus, which then brought him to think of the title and the lyrics about a clown who is sad because a woman has left him. The next number was written by Marvin Gaye, originally as a very sensual love song. Later on, Martha Reeves and her Vandellas turned it into something much more energetic. This is Dancing in the Streets.
In New
Martha and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Streets. Indeed we are. You're in tune with Radio Plus. I'm John Higgins with an hour full of Motown classics. Here are the Marvelettes and Please, Mr. Postman. Debut single from 1961, Please, Mr. Postman, with two notable covers, first by the Beatles, of course, and then more than 10 years later by the Carpenters. This was also the first Motown hit to reach the number one position in the US Billboard chart. The follow-up Motown hit to reach number one was the piece we're currently hearing, written by a 12-year-old genius. He plays bongos and harmonica here, and on drums it's good old Marvin Gaye. This is the original instrumental studio recording of that song from 1962. It's called Fingertips. Oh, and you may be wondering, who is the 12-year-old genius? Well, his name is Little Stevie Wonder. Thank you. Fingertips by 12-year-old Stevie Wonder, his first recording ever. Let's hear one more thing from him, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. 3 years later, 1965, the title track to his 10th album. What an astonishing output at such a young age. For Once in My Life.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Their attempt with that song, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Temptations, The Four Tops. Motown's chief Berry Gordy did not like this version at first, but today we know it exceeds them all. Stevie Wonder, and For Once in My Life. Stevie Wonder also co-wrote the next song for the Detroit Spinners. He also takes part in the instrumentation together with the famous Funk Brothers. It's a Shame.
Child at play on a sunny day, fresh and flavor. Atemadeline John Higgins.
The magic of Motown.
On a Friday afternoon with myself, John Higgins, and today's program is 100% the magic of Motown. These were the Miracles and their 1962 hit called You Really Got a Hold on Me. The Miracles are, of course, Smokey Robinson's band. Smokey was vice president of Motown Records and one of their main songwriters. He even called his children Barry and Tumla. What do you know? The next song was also written by Smokey and his friends and was inspired by Smokey's wife, Claudette, who was also part of the Miracles. Originally, it was meant for the Miracles themselves, but eventually Smokey gave it to another band, The Temptations. Here they are, together with the Funk Brothers and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, 1964, and a first US number one for The Temptations, My Girl.
My girl.
The Temptations with My Girl, possibly the most famous Motown record ever. And if we had My Girl, then from the same year, 1964, also written and produced by Smokey Robinson, here is Mary Wells and My Guy.
רעיון לפרומו למצעד היום. לא יודע איך להסביר בכמה שניות שבמצעד היום יש להיטים שהיו במקום במצעד לפי תאריך השידור. כלומר, המספר של המקום במצעד לפי התאריך, זאת אומרת, כל המצעד הוא אותו מקום, ויש גם את הרסט בשבת, ואני הייתי קודם.
אפילו אני לא הבנתי כלום. בכל מקרה, מצעד היום עם בועז הלכתי. זה לא סתם עוד מצעד.
נכון.
יום שני ב-10 בערב.
בדיוק.
והרסט של מצעד היום. פשוט מאוד.
פשוט מאוד.
שבת ב-4 אחר הצהריים.
אין, ידעתי.
שידור חוזר, חמישי ב-12 בצהריים. ברדיו פלוס.
יודעים מה? תאזינו. אולי לכם יהיה רעיון.
היי, יש לכם קפה?
לא, זה רדיו פה.
אוקיי, אז מה יש לכם?
יש לנו שירים.
אפשר להביא קפה?
בטח, מתי נוח לך?
חמישי ב-4.
מעולה. נשב, נדבר, נירגע ונשמע שירים.
אוקיי, העיקר נשתה קפה.
שירים וקפה, עם שיר ואביעד מן. כל חמישי, 16:00 ברדיו פלוס.
ומתי השידור החוזר?
ביום רביעי, ב-14:00.
יופי, אז אל תשכחי גם מוגיות.
רדיו פלוס.
You're listening to John Higgins.
Just in my place, put your strength. this emptiness I go through. Ooh, and when you lose a little sleep at night, cause you ain't been treated right, but you know heartaches are sad. Sitting by the telephone, being left all alone, then you know why I'm feeling bad.
Put Yourself in My Place, the Elgins from 1965, a song by Holland Dozier Holland, Motown's famous hit-making machine. And now we jump to December 1974, first UK number one for Michael Jackson.
Don't need me. when you find that you're always lonely. For the love we used to share just called my name, and I'll be there.
If I were your woman and you were my man, you'd have no other woman, you'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out that door, my love would overrule my sins, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
and you were my man. Yeah, she tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Night and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman, from 1970. But we can't really have a Motown show without the Supremes, don't you think?
So bad.
Baby, baby, where did our love go? Diana Ross and the Supremes. They stole this number from Mark Almond. And the next song was stolen from Phil Collins. And the Supremes, the queens of Motown, and the most successful girl group of their time, and possibly all times. These were, of course, two original hits for them, written by Holland Dozier Holland, long before Mark Almond or Phil Collins have been around. First one was Where Did Our Love Go from 1964, and just now You Can't Hurry Love from 1966. Moving on to 1969, this was the debut single for the Jackson 5.
Stand out.
The Jackson 5, I Want You Back, wrapping up this edition of Spontane Oldies here on Radio Plus. Many thanks for listening. Thank you also to Oren Amram and Eric Talmor for the technical production. After the news, it's Ariella. Oh, no news? No Malachi Chizkia? Okay, never mind. So Ariella Ben-Zvi will take over in just a few minutes. And we'll finish off this Motown celebration with the Temptations and their masterpiece, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. I wish you all a quiet and peaceful weekend, and I'll catch you here again sometime. For myself, John Higgins, bye-bye.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Thank you. folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, well.
That's it, you can all go home now.
Radio Plus. Radio Plus, COIF.